Of course, we have witnessed a dramatic acceleration of displacement in the last few years, from 2010 to 2015. The number of people displaced by conflict every day has multiplied by four, which means that we are having more and more conflicts and more people being forced to flee, and the old conflicts remain and we don't find solutions for people. 10 years ago, we were hoping 1 million people go back home every year in safety and dignity. Last year, only 124,000. So it is true that there has been a progressive aggravation of displacement and of the suffering of people because of displacement. But that has happened, I would say, without much impact in the global public opinion or in the global political discussions. But all of a sudden, we had the refugee issues in the very center of the international debate. And the reason, unfortunately, was because the refugees came to the developed world, which means people were more concerned with the developed world than with the refugees themselves.
There was quite a citizen movement in Europe that was actually recognizing the refugees as people who were fleeing the terrorists, not terrorists themselves. Does this give you hope? Are you concerned that the other side, the fear in that battle for values, is overtaking the compassion?
One of the things that was clear is that Europe was totally disorganized, totally divided. And because of that, Europe was not able to put its act together. And so instead of having a proper reception, proper screening, and then distribution of the refugees orderly, moving by plane from the point of entry to the different countries receiving them, what we had was a crowd of thousands of people every day moving through the Balkans in a total chaos. And when people at home in a village or a small town anywhere in Europe would see the news, they would always see this crowd coming. And the idea that started, well, they are coming, nobody's in charge, there is total lack of control. They might be coming to my house, to my community, to Europe is being invaded. This was the message that was conveyed. And this, of course, triggered some fears, some concerns. And I think the way to answer that is first to properly address the root causes of the problem, but also to organize the refugee movement in Europe, to have adequate reception capacity at entry point, to have adequate security checks and screening at entry point, to be able to welcome people and to receive people when they come to Europe, and then using all European countries to distribute them in a way that would not be problematic. We are talking about, as you mentioned, 1 million people that came to Europe. That is less than 2 refugees per 1,000 Europeans. Now, in Lebanon, we have 1 refugee per each 3 Lebanese. That demonstrates that the problem would be perfectly manageable if it was managed. But unfortunately, Europe was totally divided, unable to put its act together, and so the control of the movement was not by the European authorities, but by the smugglers and the traffickers. And this is, of course, absolutely regrettable, and this helped to trigger those reactions of fear or anxiety in many European societies.